After live stream meditation number 422 about love.
Did everybody ask what is love? Or no? How many of you did?
I didn't get the question.
It said, go in and drop what is love. You all did?
Yes.
What did you get?
I didn't get any answer. I went to my base. I mean, I went down to myself. I felt myself.
It was like a harmony that I felt with my surrounding. That is, I don't know, it's a vibration that is calm, that is not fighting with what's around me, just a harmony. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
For me, I was very vigilant and quiet. No concept, nothing came up. Just
it's interesting because it's always been my question about love, that the love that we use, it's in it is hurt, it's in it possessiveness, it's in it anger, you know, because, and it was always my question, it can be love, to say it this way, that love is isness, that, you know, it's no expression that we can attribute to it, because if there's expression, there could be duality. So that makes sense, and you know, I don't know. I'm just, maybe I'm trying to analyze it more so than experience it.
Mm-hmm.
But it makes sense because it has that ananda in it that is different from what we expect. I love you, you know, to our children, to our spouse, or to our whatever.
I really loved the part when it started by saying, isn't that amazing that God is love?
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking, it really is. And to my own level, my understanding of God or spirituality has come a long way. I mean, love compared to fear, compared to not being enough, a lot of things. And I thought, oh yeah, so good that love is God, not something else.
Sarah, can you add something? First moment that you said drop the love, maybe it was a vision or something. It was like I put a drop of Johar in an ocean.
Uh-huh.
I mean, the ink just was everywhere. And then I felt something in myself.
And I said, God, love. I felt my heart so, I don't know, like something massaging my heart. And sometimes it makes my body shivery. But after I calmed down, it was easiness.
I think mine was a little bit similar. It was almost like the same as when I ask, are you with me? It was just this confirmation of awesomeness and joy and something. And then it, beyond that, was presence and isness.
I went with Yossi to Tahoe today. We were doing things, my babysitter was there, but we got 1 hour to be at the lake, at the beach. And I was sitting next to the water, and it just dawned on me, what a fortune that, and how natural it is, it couldn't be any other way, that I fell in love with the most beautiful being that I met in my lifetime. And And that beautiful being brought me to the most beautiful place that I have been and had desire to be close to. So all this beauty and love, and it's so natural. It couldn't be any other way. But it was luck. It was blessing that it happened. It could, you know, be a different way. So I was so, so grateful. I put my heart on my, had my hand on my heart, and I
gratefulness gives ananda.
Yes, that is amazing. This garage is, you know, what it was and what it is and what the energy, you know, we all feel here.
I call this transformation room.
Yeah.
This is our lives. It was a lot of junk, a lot of stuff, right? That I did not have any part of it, but it was here. And the process that this got clean was very spiritual, very, very spiritual, every step of it. And telling the girls, the Kavi, Bahor, Miro, and Rado, that this is going to be a great place, but I don't know how we're going to use it. And we are really provided for, really provided for.